Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, saints. Good morning. Welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. I hope you had a wonderful night of sleep and rest, and I hope you're ready to get into the Word of God and see what the Lord would have to say to us today. Our scripture text is Hosea 7:9, which reads, "Strangers have devoured Ephraim's strength, and he knoweth it not. Yea, gray hairs are here and there upon him, yet Ephraim knoweth not. Let's pray. Dear God and Heavenly Father, we draw near. We draw near to you. You invite us each and every day to sit at your bountiful table, a table filled with spiritual nourishment. Bless us, Lord, we pray, as we partake of that word that comes down from heaven. Bless us, Lord. If there's anyone on the line who is not feeling well, touch them, Lord. Heal your people. If there's anyone depressed, discouraged, inspire them today, Lord. Fill them with hope. Fill them, Lord, with faith. Bless us, Lord. We need you. We desperately need you. We need you in this hour where the world is falling apart, where inflation is raging, and the food supply chain is diminishing. Wars and rumors of wars are on every continent. Where leaders have their heads in the sand, where churches are failing to seek you. Oh, the world is in trouble. But for those who cleave to the Lord, to those who look to the hills from whence cometh their help, strength and salvation. Bless us, O Lord, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. We're looking at this text because we're drawn to a certain word in Hosea 7:9 after studying Hosea 7:8, and we're looking at the word strangers. As you know, the Old Testament was written in Hebrew, and it is a common error that people make. I see this with preachers all the time. They'll get in the pulpit and they'll say, we're looking at the word stranger, and Webster's defines the word strangers such and such. Well, that's a wrong way to define a Hebrew word. Well, why is that, Pastor? Well, because Webster's is an English dictionary. It's not a Hebrew dictionary. It's an English dictionary. And there are nuances in every language. There's nuances in the Hebrew language, the Aramaic language, nuances in the Greek language, English, Spanish, Latin, Russian, French. And this is why you always turn to dictionaries pertaining to those languages. There are cultural nuances. There are historical nuances. There are, in the case of the Bible, theological nuances. So if you're defining a Hebrew word, if you're taking the word stranger and saying Webster says, well, you're missing a whole lot. And this is why it behooves the pastor to be a wordsmith, to be a man of books, to be a man who reads extensively. So yesterday we considered this word stranger, and we turned to three sources: the Complete Word Study Dictionary Old Testament, the Theological Word Book of the Old Testament, and Wilson's English, Greek, and Chaldee Lexicon and Concordance. And in referring to these tools, we came to the unanimous conclusion that the word strangers here is a Hebrew verb, which means to be a stranger, to be a foreigner. It means to be in active mode. Here is a person who is traveling. They're traveling. Let's say you're traveling to Russia. You land at Moscow International Airport. You submit your American passport. They look at you. They know you are a stranger. At that moment in time, you are a foreigner entering a foreign country. A stranger. That's what it means. One in transit, one on the move. So, people on the move, foreigners, have devoured Ephraim's strength, and he knoweth it not. Yea, gray hairs are here and there upon him, and Ephraim knoweth not. So, today, in order to ensure ourselves that we're on the right track, we're going to do a little exercise that I do each and every week when I prepare to preach and I'm looking at a text of scripture, whether it be Old or New Testament. One of the things that I routinely do in addition to looking at a word or a group of words in their original language by consulting lexicons is that I look at the text at least in 20 different translations. Now here I'm giving you nine translations. And we're looking at this one text, Hosea 7:9. And the reason why I do that is because I want to make sure that my understanding of the text is also in accordance to the Bible translators. I want to make sure I'm on the right track, I'm on the right road, that in reading the lexicons, I am in the general consensus among scholars concluding the right definition for the word. So, nine translations here. So we're looking at the Young's literal translation of the Bible, which is the first one, and this is how it reads. Devoured have strangers his power. Devoured have strangers his power. His being Ephraim's power. And he, Ephraim, have not known it. Also, old age has sprinkled itself on him, and he hath not known. So strangers, notice the word strangers again in Young's literal translation of the Bible. The next translation is the James Moffat translation. Now Moffat begins by saying, foreigners eat away his strength, unknown to him. Gray hairs are on him here and there, unknown to him. Of course, him is Ephraim. The New Century Version reads, foreign nations have eaten up his strength, but he doesn't know it. Israel is weak and feeble. Israel is another name for Ephraim. Israel is weak and feeble like an old man, but he doesn't know it. The Amplified Bible reads, strangers have devoured his strength. And he knows it not. Yes, gray hairs are sprinkled here and there upon him, and he does not know it. The new Revised Standard Version reads like this. Foreigners devour his strength, but he does not know it. Gray hairs are sprinkled upon him, but he does not know it. The Revised English Bible reads like this. Foreigners feed on his strength, but he is unaware. Gray hairs may come on him, but he is unaware. The New American Bible translation reads like this. Strangers have sapped his strength, but he takes no notice of it. Of gray hairs, too, there is a sprinkling, but he takes no notice of it. The New Jerusalem Bible translation reads like this. Foreigners have eaten his strength away, but he is unconscious of it. even his hair is turning gray, and he is unconscious of it. And finally, the New International Version reads, foreigners sap strength. But he does not realize it. His hair is sprinkled with gray, but he does not notice. He does not notice. So as you can see, we're on the right track, and that's important. It is important for us to understand, as we look at a text, that we truly get the meaning of the word that we are, what? Studying. We are studying this word. So now, let's go back to page one in your outline. Let's go back to page one. Page one. And I want to look at Wilson's English, Hebrew, and Chaldee lexicon and concordance. Hebrew verb zur, meaning to be alien, as of another people, a stranger, including frequently the notion of an enemy or barbarian. See, those who are coming to devour Ephraim are enemies, not just strangers. Another way of saying this is invaders have eaten away his strength. Enemies, an invading force, an invading nation. Take, for example, the war between Russia and Ukraine. Who's invading who? Well, the Russians are invading the country of Ukraine. They are what the Bible calls strangers. They're what the Bible calls enemies. Barbarians, an opposing fighting force. This is the same thing that Hosea 7:9 is conveying. Now, let us turn to the Muhlenberg Press Old Testament Commentary, because not only did I want to provide you with some translations, I wanted to provide you with at least one commentary. And it reads, Hosea 7:8, which is what we studied previous weeks. For Ephraim mixes himself among the peoples, makes alliance with heathen nations. Ephraim is double-minded, half-hearted in God's service, like a cake not turned, baked down on one side and raw dough on the other. Neither cake nor dough, only fit to be thrown away. Now let's look at Hosea 7:9. The prophet now deals with the mixing. Foreign nations like Assyria and Egypt have brought him not national gain, but actual loss. So notice, the people of God have made an alliance, have formed a league between the nation of Assyria and the nation of Egypt in hopes that their economy and their political might blossom. But the opposite is true. The prophet now deals with the mixing. Foreign nations like Assyria and Egypt have brought him, Ephraim, Israel, not national gain, but actual loss. The loss of the divine election and protection. Remember, we as God's people are divinely elected. We've been elected by God, and that election carries with it protection, divine protection. Well, Ephraim, in seeking favor with these nations, has lost that privilege with God and is no longer protected. He, Ephraim, has grown gray, old and infirm before his time. Now you look at America. America's not even 300 years old. America is not even 300 years old, and already, because we have departed from God, we look old and infirm before her time. You know, a nation that's 300 years old is really technically a baby nation. You look at the nations of antiquity that were 500, 600, 700 years old in their power and their prowess, in their national glory, 700 years old. We're not even 300 years old, and we're in decline. We're in decline. Why is that? We've departed from God. Now, it goes on to say, twice Hosea sadly says, and he knoweth it not. Israel's leaders, ignorant of the truth that the nation's debility was due to forsaking Jehovah. Notice, not the nation's ability to do, but her debility. She can't do. She's debilitated. The nation is debilitated. A church becomes debilitated when it mixes itself with the world. Twice Hosea sadly says, and he knoweth it not. Israel's leaders, again, everything, listen, the success of any church rises and falls on its leadership. Israel's leaders, ignorant of the truth that the nation's debility was due to forsaking Jehovah and that his death would be soon and sure, cast ever about for expedients which were futile because in direct opposition to the will of Jehovah. You see, we want expediency. We want instant success. We want worldly success. We want worldly favor. We want to do things like the world. Well, you know what? You're only putting more nails in the coffin. It's futile to team up with the world and expect success. Now, the world can team up with the world and have worldly success, but not the people of God. We can have no mixture with the world. We can have no mixture with strangers, spiritual foreigners. Why? Because they are the enemy. They're the enemy. They are the enemy. So as we conclude, the repetition in verse 9 of the phrase, he does not know it, highlights Ephraim's ignorance of his own deterioration. That's it. Ephraim doesn't know. He looks in the mirror and he can't see that he has become so old and so frail before his time. I'm sure in life, now listen, we're all going to age. Aging is a part of life. But in the Lord, you are to age gracefully. People who live hard lives, people who live a life of sin, age prematurely. They age quickly. How many churches have aged quickly? How many churches have aged prematurely? How many churches are at the point of dying? Well, it's because its leaders have allowed mixture. To revive the church, to get the church back to where it needs to be, we need to do away with all mixture and let God have full reins of his church. Well, that'll do it for today. We'll be back tomorrow as we continue to delve into the text and pull out the meaning so that we may be blessed thereby. Love you. God bless you. I'm praying for everyone. You pray for me. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Amen.